Irrigation is the artificial application of water to crops to meet their water needs for various growth stages, such as germination and photosynthesis. While natural rainfall is often insufficient, irrigation provides a necessary supplement. Farmers sometimes mix fertilizers with irrigation water, delivering both nutrients and hydration simultaneously. There are multiple sources of irrigation, including traditional methods like ponds, lakes, and rivers, as well as modern ones like tube wells and reservoirs. The frequency, amount, and duration of irrigation depend on factors such as soil type, weather conditions, and crop type. For instance, clay soils require less frequent irrigation due to their low infiltration rate, while sandy soils need more frequent watering. Water-intensive crops like rice demand more irrigation than crops like maize. Irrigation methods can be divided into traditional and modern. Traditional surface irrigation includes border, basin, and furrow irrigation. Though easy to set up and low cost, traditional methods are inefficient, often leading to water loss through deep percolation and evaporation. Modern methods, such as drip and sprinkler irrigation, are more efficient, as they deliver water directly to the crop roots or evenly across the farm. However, these methods require higher initial and operational costs, including the need for pumps and technical knowledge. Irrigation efficiency is measured by combining conveyance efficiency, the amount of water reaching the farm, and field application efficiency, water absorbed by the crop's root zone. Traditional systems in India suffer from poor irrigation efficiency, often below 60%, leading to water loss. The decline in groundwater levels, especially in northwest India, poses a significant threat to the country's irrigation sustainability. In India, enhancing irrigation efficiency and water productivity, defined as crop yield per unit of water, is crucial due to the over-reliance on groundwater, especially in the northwest. This region faces severe groundwater depletion, with water tables falling 30 to 50 centimeters annually, leading to salinity issues and land degradation. When groundwater falls below a certain level, salts accumulate on the soil surface, rendering it unsuitable for agriculture. States like Haryana, where rice is grown extensively, are already experiencing these effects in some areas. Land subsidence, where the land sinks due to the voids left by depleted groundwater, poses additional risks to infrastructure. Digital technologies, particularly precision agriculture and irrigation, offer solutions to address these issues. Precision irrigation delivers water directly to plant roots in smaller, controlled amounts, improving water productivity and reducing weed growth. Technologies like soil moisture sensors, drones, and machine learning algorithms can help monitor soil conditions and optimize irrigation. Machine learning, for example, can predict soil moisture levels, allowing for targeted irrigation. Additionally, tools like Automon, developed by Erie, use sensors in water pipes to monitor and alert farmers when irrigation is needed. Data from weather forecasts can also be combined with machine learning to schedule irrigation more effectively. A recent study demonstrated the use of data assimilation techniques to improve evapotranspiration, ET estimates, which are vital for determining crop water requirements. By incorporating previous model results, the study showed that ET estimates for crops like cotton, corn, and soybean were significantly improved compared to standalone models. This approach, while new in agriculture, holds promise for better water management.